ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. Chapter 17 is called Ecstatic Love. So this is in Sanskrit, bhava. Bhava is a very interesting word. It is intrinsically connected with existence. So we have the word jivo bitie, right? So bitie means something that is, exists. So it's coming from the Sanskrit bhu. Bhuta also means bitya, same word. Bitya, bhuta. And bhava, it's something that's very much connected to existence. And so bhava will refer to consciousness, to existence, and primarily to love. And in Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu and in texts connected to yoga, it will refer to ecstatic love, as is the title of this chapter. So it's a very important topic because this is the goal of our practice, ecstatic love. Right? So we have all been living and then we thought, something is missing. What is missing? Aha, ecstatic love is missing. So, then Prabhupada says, or we thought, some others thought, there is too much of something. Too much of so many things. What things are too much? The material existence is too much. We need what? We need freedom from material existence. This nonsensical material existence. You have everything and you're not happy. You have everything that you can, that is advertised as important, and no satisfaction. So then we understand, yes, we need freedom. And then we read the Bhagavad Gita or we read the Bhagavad and we understand that mukti or freedom is bhakti, because mukti is removing all false identities and becoming who you truly are. Confirm. You are eternally the loving servant of God. That's mukti. That's who we eternally are. That's our deepest identity. So again, we are here. And then you are told that loving servant means we serve Krishna not because, oh well, what, yes, if I don't serve, yeah, I will be suffering here in this material world. Okay, I guess I should chant, you know. No, it has to be. We want to return to our true eternal position of a loving servant of God. And even, so that's why Nectar of Devotion has three stages of bhakti. Three categories are described. Some word for quest in Slovenian, like when the knights of King Arthur are setting out on a quest for the Holy Grail. Okay, Iskand. That's Messia. But Iskand is better because you want to. Messia, you can carry to give something, but here you're going to get something. It's a good. So sadhana is defined, if you remember, as... Anybody remember how sadhana is defined?
Practice with mind and sense to reach a specific goal.
Yes, which is?
Bhava.
Exactly, yes. So sadhana is, so because it's a practice to reach something, because it's iskani, it's a quest, then we need to know the goal. Otherwise, what kind of iskani it is, what kind of quest it is, if you don't have the goal. So sadhana is defined through siddhi, or sadhya, the goal. have this verse in from Bhaktivinoda Sanatasiya in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Kriti Sadhya Sadhya Bhava Sa Sadhana Vida. What is called sadhana is using our minds and senses to find, to reach the goal of ecstatic love, sadhya bhava. So this is bhava, and then prema. So bhava is the beginning of true transcendental state. In other words, it's a mysterious that Rupa Goswami divides this into three, not two, not just practice and perfection. He put intermediate, an intermediate stage here. So verse, bhava is defined as, so what is bhava? So bhava is when we reach the we have the sum of prema. This is the sum, okay? And my mother would always say that one Easter you always have a sunny weather, usually. I think it's like 19 out of 20 you have sunny weather, isn't it? I don't know about here. For, you know, for West Ukraine, sunny weather is a big treasure. It's because it's such a strange place behind the mountain. So the clouds, if they get there, they stay there forever until they are empty. So they grow around. Sea is not far, so it looks like this. I don't know how to describe the weather in New England. USA is also a coast area. They said that you don't like the weather? Wait a minute. Here is something similar. Sea is nearby, so things change. So sun. This is our heart. And then bhava is when we this also works. We have the first ray of prema, which melts. So we have melting of heart. So heart. So this is something beautiful. This is the melting of ecstasy. So not anything sad, or it's the loving ecstasy. So it's the first ray of transcendence. So before we have transcendent goal, and we have faith, we practice, but still our consciousness, our heart is still completely material. So therefore, this is the success of our practice, because the first touch, Shuddha-sattva, transcendental, nirguna, pure goodness, energy, internal energy, touches us the first time. And then the heart melts and we feel ecstasy. So in Sanskrit, this whole Shuddha-sattva visheshatma. So we have essence, we have the main characteristic, like with every definition, you have the main characteristic and we have the secondary characteristic. So, the main characteristic is that it is transcendental. It is the touch of transcendental energy. Because we always think about ecstasy as something nice, obviously, but Prabhupada mentions the sun. So the sun, when the devotee is purified like the sun, in his pure heart there is a diffusion of ecstatic love, which is more glorious than the sunshine. Only at that time is the attachment to Krishna perfect. Spontaneously, the devotee becomes eager to serve the Lord in his ecstatic love. At this stage, the devotee is on a platform of
Uttamanikaya, perfect devotion. Such a devotee has no agitation for material affections and is interested only in the service of Radha and Krishna. This is Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 23.5. Transcendence, pure goodness, touch of the heart. That's the main thing. And then the heart melts by three tastes. So it produces ecstasy. And how does it produce ecstasy? By three tastes. So, it's very natural. Just by pure goodness. And you eat six pizzas. Not five, not four, but six. And then somebody brings you a cookie. And you say, oh, thank you. But if you were on some islet and you were walking in the mountains for 12 hours and you didn't eat much, like I remember we went to Triglo, for the first time I realized I didn't take enough food. By the time we got down, I was hungry like hell. At 11 o'clock we stopped at the gas station and you have very nice gas stations in Slovenia. You have fruits here, which is rare. You have fruits on gas stations. We bought something and some sugary drink and some fruits. And you feel ecstatic. You know, if you are very hungry, they give you some old bread, and if you such nice bread, so tasty. So the hungry, or sometimes you are invited for some lunch, and they warn you. What do they tell you? Before you come, please don't eat. Yes, life tastes better. Everything tastes much better. So, hi. Ecstasy is the result of such strong desires, taste. There are three tastes mentioned. So the definition is Shuddha Sattva Visheshatva. There is a ray of Shuddha Sattva from the Prema Surya. Prema Surya and one touches our heart. And then Ruchi is Chitta Mastrinya. Chitta is consciousness and also the heart, the deepest part of our consciousness. We make decisions. And so Chitta Mastrinya. Mastrinya means it becomes softened or melted or buttery. Muscle. Mastrinya, muscle. Same word. Becomes softened like melted like butter. So the three tastes which produce this ecstasy are ruchis, three ruchis. So this is the secondary characteristic, that you have ecstatic transformation. So three tastes are anukula, abhilash. Abhilash means strong desire. And you sing in the morning, morai abhilash. So strong desire. Anukula. Anukula means to do something nice for Krishna. Then the other one is sohardha, having heart to heart exchanges with Krishna. And the third one is prapti. Anybody knows what is the meaning of the word prapti? Attaining. Attaining, reaching Krishna. So meeting Krishna. So these three strong desires, because they are satisfied.
the problem is like our bhakti is. Anybody remembers what are the two characteristics of bhakti referring to the platform of bhava bhakti? There were six characteristics, qualities of bhakti in the beginning. Anybody remembers which were the characteristics, six characteristics of bhakti? It's always easiest to remember than in Sanskrit. What is the first thing that happens when you do bhakti? Eat. Removes.
Sin.
Yeah.
Gives relief. Gives relief.
Relief from?
Suffering.
Exactly. Relief from suffering. So, klesha gni. It removes all suffering. And then the next one is shubala. Gives all good. Why does it remove all suffering? Because it removes, as you say, sin, even more than sin. It removes
the ignorance.
Ignorance. Exactly. Which is the root of all sin, all suffering. Removes avidya, removes ignorance. That's the root of all suffering. And it is suffering in itself, avidya. According to Patanjali, according to Yoga Sutra, fivefold suffering. Avidya, asmita, ignorance, who I am, I am eternal. He gives some more. He says to think impermanent to be permanent, dirty to be clean, and body to be the self. So he gives these famous definitions in the Yoga Sutra, what is Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur repeats in Madhuri Padam. So avidya is in itself suffering. So avidya, ignorance, then avidya, nevedi, avidya, same word. And next one, asmita, asmi, yas sem, sem, semnost. Tako rečemo, semnost. Yeah. Asmita, emnes, emnes. Yeah. So, false ego, false ego. I'm human, I'm a man, I'm old, I'm young, I'm sick, I'm healthy, whatever. And from that, obviously, attachment, raga, attachment, and then, obviously, if there is raga, there is dvesha, there is hatred, envy, and repulsion, and then all of this together produces what? Suffering of all five are suffering. Abhinivesha, literally absorption. Abhinivesha, deep absorption, because we have thousands of these very big mesh. Mesh, you understand? Network of these attachments and hatreds, and they bind us, and we are afraid of change, afraid of death, usually translated as fear of death. And usually the first thing that goes for a devotee, usually the devotee is not afraid of death, they say, we all die. And usually devotees are not so afraid of change as others. It's probably the most mobile group, most people in every regard. And so bhakti deals with the root of all these levels, removes the root, avidya, ignorance. Why? Because as soon as you come to the temple, they tell you what? Yes, first thing. Okay, and then almost in the same sentence, they also tell you that you. Servant of Krishna. You're a servant of Krishna, yes. Ah, so then, oh really? Hmm. Yep. Even people sometimes are so new to yoga and self-realization that they are somewhat bewildered, as Purnachanda Maharaj said, that he was saying, you're not your body, you're not your body, and then after the class in LA, somebody says, sir, you said I'm not my body, but sir, if I'm not my body, then whose body am I? We are so sorry, anybody thinking, this is what I am. Except devotees. So devotees are, then the mind, and not the mind also, and so forth. So, avidya, yes, then two next characteristics. Anybody remembers? Kleshagni Shubhada, Shubhada auspiciousness.
Sandrananda,
that's prema, that's the last one, yes. And? Sudurlava, very rare to obtain, yes. Two more? are moksha laguta krit makes moksha insignificant. Laguta, lahkotaya. Laguta, lahkotaya. Exact same word. makes enlightened, licht. Same word also. Lagu. And makes moksha liberation something very light, very insignificant. And one more, very important. Very, most important at the end. When we read about it, we always, after that, say, Jai Jai Shirade, Jai Jai Shirade, Jai Jai Shirade. Yeah. Why? What does this say? Because bhakti, sixth characteristic of bhakti is that bhakti attracts Krishna himself. Sri Krishna Karsheni Chasa. And Krishna is Madan Mohan. He conquers God of love, but Radharani is Madan Mohan Mohini. She conquers Krishna. So these are six characteristics, and of them, two refer to bhava bhakti, which are mokshava guta krit, and makes liberation insignificant, and sudurlabha, very rare. Very rare. So why it is rare? For two reasons. It is explained. Why bhava bhakti, this ecstatic love, is very rare. Very rare. It's easier to meet an angel with 4 wings, or 6 wings, or at least two. Easier to meet such an angel than to meet a Baba Bhakti. It's easier to meet a sage who can levitate and who can cut off his leg and he will not notice. It's easier than to meet a Baba Bhakti, according to the Bhagavad Gita. And for two reasons. Why? Well, surrender, not enough. No.
Up to Krishna.
Yes, up to Krishna. You can see coming from his side, this ray, through Shuddha Sadhana, from his side, from the spiritual world. This must come from the inner end. Yes? So what's the problem with Krishna? What's the problem with, why not? Why doesn't he give more? Why wouldn't he give more? Just give everybody. Yes, attachment. Of whom to what? Well, devotees, you can see that, in the morning they get up, they go to Mangalarati, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, they chant. Anukulyena, the intention to please Krishna is essence of bhakti, but it's essence of every bhakti, even impure bhakti. If somebody even is not a pure devotee, he must have all. So I'm feeling like also important. Thanks. So what else? For two reasons. Anybody remembers? It's obvious, actually. One is very obvious, very simple. Bhujan Prabhu said that one of the best guarded secrets, they made some study in Australia, the best guarded secret people have is how much money they have exactly. Do you tell everybody how much? I mean, maybe here it's not such a big secret, because you say, well, not much. 300 or something. Okay, 3,000 or something. So for us, it's like... But still, you don't say it to everybody, do you? How much money do you have? So this is just information. This is just an information. What about giving your key? What about giving your credit cards or bank numbers? Huh? Yes. Although again, devotees are special. Yes. I asked some devotee to buy me a computer from USA because it's the cheapest, always cheapest place for everything. He just sent me his card. He says, "You buy all the numbers, everything. Here's the address. You just buy and what you." Then we discussed. Devotees are usually very trusting. So Krishna, here you can see Krishna basically is controlled by you,
and he gives you bhava, he's controlled by you. So he's careful. He needs to make sure. Really, it's not his task. He has the inspector who gives tests to a devotee. And that is who? Who gives tests to devotees?
Maya.
Maya, yes. She doesn't like this. She doesn't like this, but what to do? She has to do this. Maya. Yes. So, one thing, because Krishna needs to trust fully, that's one reason. But there is one other reason. Actually, it's not such a big problem. It's not a big problem. Krishna is a very trusting person, actually, in truth. And there is a bigger reason, which probably is more challenging. We lack the hunger. We lack asakti. Because bhava comes as the answer to a very strong desire. And we don't have it. We don't have it. So why would he give it? In fact, even if he gave us, it would not do much because we don't have this desire, no ecstasy. We will feel, you know, like you are completely, you are completely full after the feast and they bring you, you know, you ate 6 pizzas, they bring you 1 more pizza. Okay, a little better. And then, oh, thank you. I put it there. Right?
Yeah. Nice.
So, these 3 tastes are the sign of asakti, of a strong attachment. So, asakti comes after which stage?
Oh. Asakti, after ruchi.
Ruchi, yes. And after asakti comes?
Bhava.
Yes. If you don't know the 9 stages, you will not get the diploma. I'm telling you. You write everything else. You don't know the 9 stages. You will be in vain.
The
Sanskrit and translation. This is such a basic thing.
Yes.
Yeah. You know. Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana. Yes.
This is why it happens so rarely, because asakti is rare, strong eagerness is rare. And if strong eagerness is there, you can see that even in other cultures it happens. Christians, Sufi monks, what else? You can see even in other cultures they can become ecstatic, see God, or have some realization, have some special. They have your ability. So these are the characteristics. So one characteristic is
that this is the touch of internality, and then the secondary is that it's the ecstatic melting of the heart. Talk about Krishna. We will sing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. But it has 2 parts: Chashta Rupa, endeavor, and effective Bhava Rupa. So it's not enough to do, we need also to feel.
bhava. So even for practice, we need this anukumiyana, desire to being happy for Krishna's happiness. Basically, anukumiyana. But in the stage of bhava, it's already spontaneous and very strong, ecstatic transformation. And then, of course, it will manifest. It will manifest as some 8 famous ecstatic transformations. Speak out of ecstasy, the tears will glide, we will become white or red, or we will perspire or be faint, or we will become stunned in 8 ecstatic transformations. Hair will stand on end. Kuya poach, So these ecstatic transformations. But they are not reliable because it may sometimes happen also for other reasons or without the Shuddha Sattva. So this is why Rupa Goswami says that the main characteristic is Shuddha Sattva. Shuddha Sattva Visheshana. It has to be touched, our heart needs to be touched by the transcendental energy from Krishna's side. And then these things naturally will happen. And also we will read about the 9 characteristics, that's the next, which are a sure sign that the person has achieved bhava. Because ecstasy, a person can be hiding. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was hiding. He met Ramananda Roy, he was in ecstasy. But then he saw some ministers were there, so he hid his ecstasy. He didn't manifest. So sometimes a devotee can be hiding his ecstasy. But these 9 qualities are very reliable. They are true. Some questions here? So, Srila Prabhupada says here, elevation to this stage of ecstasy can be possible in 2 ways. One way is by constant association with pure devotees. The other way is by the special mercy of Krishna, or by the mercy of a pure devotee of Krishna. So, Prabhupada will discuss it in more detail later. So it's always, in fact, through mercy. It's never without Krishna's mercy. Even this, you can see that this comes as mercy. That Krishna says, okay, you get that mercy. But how do we get this mercy? So we need to prepare ourselves. Otherwise, it's like if somebody rushes here and brings you, for example, aguru oil, which costs, or any oil, you know, like, okay, rose oil. I remember reading in school that rose oil is more expensive than gold. 1 gram of that oil costs more than gold. 1 gram, what is the cost of 1 gram? $70, right? No, $35, $40. 1 ounce is, 1,200 something? So it's like, yeah, so 1 gram by $40, something like that, right? So $40. So 1 gram of rose oil will be, I don't know, $50, $60. So just imagine that somebody rushes here and brings 20 liters of rose oil and to you. I just take super expensive oil here. What do? You don't have a container. If it's 20 liters, 1 liter is 1,000, it's 40,000, 10 million, God, it's $1 million. Okay, $1 million. And they are giving it to you, and they will give you nothing. Okay, you can float a little bit in clothes and then you can get ready, you know, press it over. Okay. We need to prepare the container. Krishna is ready to give. Krishna is willing to give. Krishna sends devotees to give. But we need to prepare the heart to take it and keep it. Also it says that a brahmana who does not practice satisfaction loses the results of all of his pious activities like a leaky unbaked pot leaking water. So he puts santapasya, pious activities, rituals in and it just leaks out through a crack. So if you don't have the proper tight container, doesn't hold, doesn't collect. So therefore, yes, mercy in one side, but on the other side, sadhana or practice, this is on one side what proves to Krishna that yes, we actually want it, and on the other side, it prepares us to keep it. Otherwise, you know, if somebody says, I want to pay you to live with, you want to go, isn't it? You want to go. You don't want, you don't go. So if I say, yeah, I like ecstatic love. Okay, how about Krishna Katha? How about Kirtan? How about the book? How about your own education? How about seeing deities? So, is there actually any desire? Okay, some explanation is there, but we prove it, we come and practice, and in this way we grow it, and then by growing it we become, we prove to Krishna, yes, I want it, and Krishna says, oh, he wants it, he's ready to do austerity, he's ready to cross the obstacles. And then Krishna decides, okay, he has strong desire. Then he says, okay, so, Andre, or something happens. Yep. And then, because we have a desire, then it happens.
Can I say, because I have one experience about this, when I was last time in Jyotirit in Govardhan, and then he was dead, and Ayendra Prabhu was singing, and I saw him for the first time in alive, for me it was like from Jyotirit, Govardhan, and then this, and then Manjari Sarupa invited us, because her guru in the Dhyana Swami was doing bhajan in the garden of his house, to go there, to be, and I went there, and there was also Vivi Gurinda Swami and Anadar Swami, and in one moment when I was sitting there and listening to those bhajans, because it was evening, after all this experience, I said, I cannot do it anymore. And I went on internet praying that Madhyana Lila will be on the other side here, because I need something material, you know, something. It was too much for me, and really, she was there, green, there, and I was like, hey, Madhyana Lila, I cannot stand anymore, you know, like, I cannot take it anymore. Uh-huh. And she said, go there and put that, your body will blow, like this. She put it uh-huh. right there. I felt this, I couldn't accept uh-huh. more than I was going to
yeah. Yeah.
It's a strange feeling, I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is why we need practice, and this is why Krishna creates time. So time is purely material phenomenon. Creation to give us a gradual opportunity to gradually adjust step by step, and you can take as much or as little as you want. Okay, so kripa. So we have kripa siddha, one who is perfect through mercy, and sadhana siddha, one who is perfect through sadhana, through practice. But even sadhana siddha requires mercy at the end, and kripa siddha again, this usually that it's not a lottery that Krishna just he makes a game and he's distributing some winning lots. It's not a lottery. He will give it to usually those who are near devotees, unified. He is throwing out his lots of mercy. That is more likely to come to those who are near devotees, in the devotee association. So that's why Srila Prabhupada emphasizes association of devotees. Here he warns about, okay, so pure devotees, and then he warns about professional speakers. Professional speakers warning us that it's not to be received from professional speakers. So Srila Prabhupada is coming from Vrindavan, where there is a lot of professional speakers who are earning their livelihood for centuries by speaking on Krishna and Bhakti. So Prabhupada, not only Srila Prabhupada, in fact my driver, taxi driver whom I usually take, he's always complaining about these things. So exactly the same point that Srila Prabhupada, he says, I know them personally, each one of them. I hope there are some who doesn't know in such a better way. I'm sure there are many nice devotees there. But the point, main point is, why Srila Prabhupada is so critical? Because when he speaks about professional speakers, he means a professional speaker who speaks not to please Krishna, not to increase his bhakti, not to increase the bhakti of the listener, but for supporting his, for monetary, for money. Some of them will not open their mouth unless you already provide upfront $6,000, $10,000. They will not open their mouth. They will not even look in your direction without the front, upfront. And then after, another $20,000, $60,000, $70,000. So this is what Srila Prabhupada is criticizing. That and this is the meaning of professionals, because they don't have the goal of bhakti, so how it can only accidentally happen that we will and also so many of them will also have the Mayavad contamination, because it's very popular, it's very simple and easy and popular, so that's why they will add a little Mayavad. Okay, so Prabhupada warns us about this, and then there are some examples of Chandrakanti, who was dancing all night and got mercy of Krishna. Express way to bhava, dance the whole night. You used to have very great problem having night kirtans all the time, right? Mm-hmm. And then three ways: by words, by glance, and by good wishes. So a devotee can just say, may you be blessed, and dong, you get bhava. Or he just looks at somebody and the person reaches ecstasy. Or he just wishes in the heart and that's it. And the person obtains ecstasy. So you can go around and practice. Today is a good day. You can go around and pray for people. May he get ecstasy. Krishna is kind. Krishna is very kind. Somebody probably prayed for us, right? That's why we are here. So, well, you can pray for others. Hare Krishna. Okay. Now, the next one will be chapter 18. It's called Character of One in Ecstatic Love, and these are 9 characteristics. And it's true. Yes, this person has reached the level of bhava. He is in ecstasy. So how do you know he's in ecstasy? Not by seeing if he's in ecstasy. Five ingredients of the recipe of rasa. And anubhava is one of the five. It means the action after you experience the emotion, what you do.
So all our sadhana, everything we do, in fact, are anubhavas. For a perfect devotee, this is anubhava. He's in ecstasy, in love of Krishna, so he runs to the temple, he sings Hare Krishna, he sits and hears Krishna Katha, he will do all, he chants the names of Krishna. These are his anubhavas. These are how he acts in ecstasy. That's his ecstasy. For us, this is a practice. Sometimes a little ecstasy may come, okay? And then we feel, oh, he died, I am so great, and the ecstasy goes, and you become more humble. So these will be 9 anubhavas of a person on that platform. So we'll discuss it next. Okay, so the main characteristics is, main definition is, it's the touch of a ray of Shuddha Sattva, internal potency, the son of Prema, Prema Surya, and then the heart. And the secondary is the heart is melting. Heart is melting means that it becomes soft, it melts, and it melts in with these 3 tastes, 3 desires. Hare Krishna. Any more points on this? Questions? Comments? Okay. I'm not sure I understand the question. You don't understand what?
When you have this prema for Krishna or for his other incarnations?
Avatars, yes.
Yes, like Nrsimha Deva.
Yes,
like,
yes.
Like, what is the difference? You know? Because sometimes we think like only for Krishna you can have this.
No. In Vaikuntha, everybody has prema. In the spiritual world, everybody has prema. It will have different degrees of intensity. So the lowest will be Shanta, which means just awe. Oh, Narayan is amazing, you know. Oh, our Narayan is so wonderful, or Nrisimha. And there are Vaikuntha lokas for each incarnation. There. But in Vaikuntha, it's very rare that they will have above the rasa of servitude, dasya. Sometimes a little friendship can be there, a little, not much. But in Goloka, you have all the rasas and much more intense. And also much more, it's not so much in the mood of greatness, Aishwarya, but in the mood of sweetness, Krishna's sweetness. So that's why it's more intense. Okay. All right, here, all of them, all of these are prema.